This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Today, a study that examines the link between hunger and bullying. Researchers at the North Texas Food Bank wanted to find out if kids who are food insecure were more likely to be bullied than kids who got enough to eat. Government Relations Director Valerie Hawthorne explains. Valerie Hawthorne, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Before we talk about what this research uncovered, let's talk about the study. Was it done here in North Texas?
Absolutely. It was done here in Dallas County. It focused in DISD schools. It's actually a conglomeration of five different studies that have all come together and formed the same conclusion.
Can you define food insecurity for us?
To first understand food insecurity, you have to understand food security. So food security is what many of us have the privilege of having, where we don't ever have to worry about where our next meal is coming from. We know that there'll be food in the refrigerator when we get home, or we have the means in our pocketbook to go and get food whenever we need it. Food insecurity is on the other hand. This is a condition in which people don't know where their next meal is going to come from, or they don't have the means or the availability, which is just as important, to get nutritious food.
How is food insecurity defined for the sake of this research? How did you guys determine what students were food insecure?
In one of the five experiments, it was defined as the USDA's survey on food insecurity. In the other studies, there's a survey called the Child Food Insecurity Brief Behavioral Scale, in which teachers assessed behavior of children that they thought may be food insecure. These behaviors range anywhere from hoarding of food, constantly asking, when are we going to eat again? When is lunch? Or stealing food from their classmates or peers.
So what did the study show? Are kids who are chronically hungry more likely to be bullied?
Absolutely. Kids that are suffering from food insecurity are more likely to be bullied. Bullies like to pick on peers that are going to respond. And so the child in the classroom that's more happy and satisfied and calm in their life is not going to be an attractive target for a bully. The child that's already on edge and already may have some issues going on is a real attractive target because they're going to respond. They're going to hit back. And that's why they tend to be more bullied.
And I understand the food insecure students were also more likely to be bullies themselves. Why is that?
You first have to understand bullies and bullying behavior. Most of it does come out of insecurity, even social or emotional insecurity, as well as just aggression. And we know that when we are hungry as adults, we tend to be a little shorter than everybody, and we tend to have a little bit more of a temper. And children have a harder time controlling that. Hunger is such a complex problem. It's basically a symptom of poverty is what we see. And we do know that low-income households do tend to have more aggressive behavior within the households. So that is just another layer on this very complex cake of what is going on in the minds of these children that are food insecure.
Now, one of these experiments actually compared a group of food insecure kids sent home over the weekend with backpacks full of food to a group of food insecure kids not getting backpacks. What did researchers find in terms of behavior for those two groups of students?
What teachers did was measure their aggressive behavior, either verbally or socially, any type of behavior that could be construed as being a bully or being a victim of a bully. They measured this in the fall and then measured it again in the spring. And what we found is that children that received that food to take home on the weekends were actually less aggressive in the spring. And this carried over through time, showing that these intervention strategies were actually having an impact on these children's social behavior in their schools.
Why undertake this kind of research? What do these results say about the realities hungry kids are living with?
You can't just give a child food one day and expect that the issues that are going on inside of them or inside of their household are going to improve. I think that these results could be striking because oftentimes the picture we have of a child that isn't getting enough nutrition is a picture of weakness, being the quiet one in the classroom, when in fact that may not be the case. And this can help teachers identify which children in their classroom are actually suffering from food insecurity at home.
Valerie Hawthorne, Government Relations Director with the North Texas Food Bank. Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. Love to be here.